From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. From Grammy nominations to Blues Music Awards, Ruthie Foster has been keeping the blues alive for almost two decades. The Texas native is in our Studio 1A to talk about and play songs from her new album, Promise of a Brand New Day. She's known for combining blues and rock and gospel and reggae, but there's one genre she hasn't tackled yet.
I guess I haven't done polka. Maybe that's something that's coming up.
Plus, Lori Gallardo has the inside scoop on Project ATX6, which sends local musicians to music festivals all around the world. Also, a look at a festival in our own backyard, back and forth with Ryan Adams, and more as the Austin Music Experience gets underway. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Ruthie Foster is in our Studio 1A today, playing songs from her new album in a stripped-down setting. She even goes a cappella at one point. We also have a look at some upcoming shows, including Utopia Fest, but first, some new music. The Austin band Kinky Machine has a release party at the Mohawk on Friday for their Grok EP, kind of a mix of soul, rock, and prog. Kinky Machine on the Austin Music Experience, new music. This is called Last Look.
Put it. your plan. You can't change the situation, no matter how firm you stand. You can give it all you got, make it happen like you want. In the end, it ain't really in your hands. You gotta take it as it comes, don't lose your cool. Roll with the punches and you won't get fooled. Well, this life's a journey, lots of twists and turns. Navigate with grace and you won't get burned. Well, grace is the key to get through this life. Grace is the way if you wanna see the light. It's how you handle the troubles that are gonna come your way. You need a little help, get on your knees and pray for grace. Thought I was in charge, thought I wrote the script. I did everything just right, then it all just flipped. I wrestled with fate and pinned it to the wall. Then it laughed in my face as it watched me fall. I got back up, brushed off my jeans and tried to rearrange. Then I realized there's some things you can't change. You got to take it as it comes, don't lose your cool. Roll with the punches and you won't get fooled. Well, this life's a journey, lots of twists and turns. Navigate with grace and you won't get burned. Well, grace is the key to getting through this life. Grace is the way if you wanna see the light. It's how you handle the troubles that are gonna come your way. You need a little help, get on your knees and pray for grace. Pray for grace.
That was Austin's Shelley King. Grace is from her new album, Building a Fire. It's the second time she's made a record with the guys from the Subdudes. Gosh, about 15 years ago, Shelley was the first female Texas State musician. I loved watching her in the Imperial Golden Crown Harmonizers. Always like seeing Shelley up there with Carol in Wonderland. But this is her new album, Building a Fire. And it was preceded by Kinky Machine. Last Look is from the band's Grok EP. The Austinites celebrate its release at the Mohawk on Friday. Now we're going to go back and forth with the one and only Ryan Adams. You know, Ryan got so much stick over the years for being so prolific. Now it's been 3 years since his last album. His new one is his 14th. We'll hear a song from it in a moment. But right now we go back to 2007. Ryan Adams recorded in Studio 1A an exclusive live performance of Everybody Knows on the Austin Music Experience.
You come for me in the worst of places. You come for me, you come and try to take me home. I'm always in need and it's hard to be reciprocating. The fabric of our life gets torn. With everything changing, how am I to know how I'm going to hold on to you when I'm spinning out of control? You and I together, but only one of us in love. And everybody knows. He says a name, it echoes in my head like it was a canyon. He says a name, he says it, and I know what's up. You come to me sometimes when I'm thinking like a cannonball shooting at a cannon, and I forget whatever it was I was thinking about. With everything changing, how am I to know how I'm going to hold on to you when I'm spinning out of control? You and I together, but only one of us in love. And everybody knows. Complicated.
back and forth on the Austin Music Experience with Ryan Adams. Fourth, because on Tuesday his new album comes out. He's called it Ryan Adams. He's never done that before. This is his 14th album, and we heard Am I Safe? And we went back to 2007, Ryan Adams with an exclusive live performance from Studio 1A with Everybody Knows. Coming up, Ruthie Foster on Mavis Staples, the influence of gospel, and her new album as the Austin Music Experience continues. From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience.
I'm Gary Hartman with the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas Music History, we'll honor a little-known musician who played a big role in redefining jazz. Kenny Dorham was born near Fairfield, Texas on August 30, 1924. He learned to play piano as a child and had already mastered the saxophone and trumpet by high school. After serving in World War II, Dorham relocated to Los Angeles and then New York, where he played trumpet with such jazz icons as Dizzy Gillespie, Lionel Hampton, and Charlie Parker. Dorham helped define the newly emerging jazz style known as bebop, and he wrote one of the genre's most popular standards, Blue Bossa. Kenny Dorham went on to perform and record with a number of influential jazz artists, including Thelonious Monk, Charles Mingus, and Sonny Rollins. Dorham also worked as a journalist for Downbeat magazine, and he toured throughout the world before his death in 1972 at the age of only 48. Next time on This Week in Texas Music History, we'll meet a singer whose musical odyssey took him from the barrio to pop stardom. This Week in Texas Music History is made possible in part with support from Humanities Texas. I'm Gary Hartman.
With your weekly roundup of Austin Music News, I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your sound check. Are you a broke student? Well, if so, the folks at Austin's Fun 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 Fest say they've got you covered. For a limited amount of time, students will be able to score passes to the fest with a 20% off discount. Just make sure you bring your student ID card to pick them up, or you'll have to pay the difference. Fun 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 Fest goes down November 7th, 8th, and 9th at Auditorium Shores, with acts like Nas, Girl Talk, Alt-J, 2 Chainz, Black Lips, and tons more scheduled to perform. Speaking of festivals, one big Austin Fest is facing a good deal of scrutiny. It's possible that South by Southwest could be scaled down next year. Following this year's fest that included both a riot and the Red River tragedy that left 4 dead and dozens more injured when a car drove through police barricades, city officials have been working on a total review of the festival. But as Deborah Sengupta Stith writes in the Austin American Statesman, that report is more than 2 months overdue, leaving many wondering what changes are in store, especially in regards to the numbers and types of permits that will be issued. According to the city, the review and recommendations will be released in the coming weeks. Turns out the man behind the Lubbock migration was also one of the first on the Apple bandwagon. Of course, we're referring to Joe Ely and the major tech empire. A recent profile in the Houston Press chronicles how Ely was one of the first to get behind Apple in the 80s, quickly figuring out that he could make music with it, even if it wasn't always easy. You can read about Ely's love-hate relationship with the brand, including a time where he almost blew his computer away with a shotgun, at blogs.houstonpress.com. You're listening to the Austin Music Experience. I'm Tyler Pratt. What you shaking tonight? What you shaking tonight? Hey, pretty baby, what you shaking tonight? What you shaking tonight? What you shaking tonight? Hey, pretty baby, what you shaking tonight?
I'm Jody Denberg. Ruthie Foster has collaborated often throughout her career, even in her early days. She learned how to sing from family members in her hometown church. She's worked with, Papa Molly, Warren Haynes, even the Blind Boys of Alabama. On her new album, Promise of a Brand New Day, Ruthie teamed up with fellow Grammy nominee Michelle Ndege Ocello for a mix of originals and covers. In a moment, Foster tells KUTX's Rick McNulty what it was like asking Mavis Staples for a blessing to record one of her songs. But let's start with the song first. Ruthie Foster with a cover of the Staples' The Ghetto, live from Studio 1A on the Austin Music Experience.
If you ever lived in the ghetto, it may be at the close of your day, from the front porch you hear the sounds of a jukebox. From a neighborhood at noon, you may hear neighbors fussing when a kid breaks a window pane. Oh, at night. You may be wakened, by the sound of an outbound train. Outside us, they refuse to help us. Oh, yes, they do. They down us for living the way we do. Oh, but when you're born a child of a poor man, they say the ghetto is the only place for you. But if there's a such thing as a hereafter, and I do believe I'll be satisfied that there will be for when they build, New Jerusalem, there won't be no more ghetto for me. Oh no, there won't be no more ghetto for me. I think I'll say it again. There won't be no more ghetto for me.
That's Ruthie Foster live in Studio 1A here on KUTX 98.9. So the Staple Singers, huh?
Yes.
That's some big shoes to fill, Mavis.
Telling me.
Yeah.
Don't tell her I did that one. I have a feeling she'll find out, though. I do love me some Mavis, the Staple Singers. Mm-hmm. Michelle Indegucello is my producer for this new CD. So we were both fans of Mavis, so we both approached her very delicately.
I see, as you should, yeah.
If we could do this one. And she sent back a nice little note along with the lyrics to this song. And she said to say, tell Ruth there she sure picked a good one. Don't tell I did that either.
No, I won't. Now, you came from a gospel singing family. Is that true?
That's very true. I did. Church was a big part of our week. You know, we had choir practice, and then I was the organist. I played organ next to my uncle, who played piano. I started at about 10 years old with my little shoes kicking the back of the organ. My uncle would have to stop my legs from moving, because that's all you'd hear along with my playing Amazing Grace. But I started out singing and playing, mostly playing. I didn't want to sing much because I grew up with a lot of singers in the band, and it was quite intimidating to be around great singers like that. But also in my family, there comes a time when you have to do that solo in church. And it's a rite of passage, and I did mine, and I haven't turned back since.
Wow.
With the singing part.
And do they ever come out and sing along with you?
You know, we have family reunions, and we'll sing for family reunions. So, yeah, it's just about getting our energy together. You know, everybody tries to sing the other, you know. It turns into a competition. It's all good, though.
Excellent. We're with Ruthie Foster here in Studio 1A, and the new album is called Promise of a Brand New Day. Let's hear another track, if you don't mind.
I don't mind at all. Let's see. Let's... This is one I call Singing the Blues. I have to do my homage to the blues. Yeah. Oh, trying to find a new home, trying to write a new song, trying to find a rhythm that'll help me. Oh, wanna get through it. Oh, and I keep singing the blues. Everybody's saying you gotta get away and go deal with the real stuff, but I don't know if it's gonna be true enough. Oh no, they keep singing the blues. Singing the same old songs. Oh, sometimes it feels so right, and I don't feel all alone. Oh, when the music fades and the crowd drives away, I'm staring at the mirror, singing the blues. Yeah, staring at the mirror. A little up reggae, and I can lift and appreciate, but I'd rather be high on, yeah, singing the blues. Yeah. Oh, you know I've been in and out of soul, even rock and roll, but a little Bobby Blue Plan never, never gets old, and I realize. Oh, I gotta hear me
me some blues. Yeah, you know I'm just passing on, singing the same old songs. Sometimes it feels so right and I don't feel all alone. Yeah, but when the music fades and the crowd drives away, I'm staring at the mirror. Oh, I'm singing the blues. Yeah, I'm staring at the mirror. Same old songs. Sometimes it feels so right and I don't feel all alone. Oh, but when the music fades and the crowd drives away, I'm staring at the mirror, yeah. Singing the blues, yeah. Oh, I'm staring at the mirror, yeah. I'm still singing the blues. Staring at the mirror, yeah. Oh, singing the blues, yes I am. Bobby Blue Band, Coco Taylor, Johnny Taylor, yeah, yeah. Ooh,
we're here in Studio 1A with Ruthie Foster. I can't remember the last time I heard Coco Taylor and Johnny Taylor name-checked in a song.
That's pretty wild.
That's pretty good.
I didn't even plan that one.
No?
Well, see what you inspired?
Bobby Blue Bland, too?
Mm-hmm.
You're barking up my tree. I like that.
Hey, hey.
Is it safe to say, is it fair to say that blues is your bread and butter?
It is. I come from that background of gospel, and blues was a huge part of that musical growth, and to me it's the same it's the same spirit, it comes from the same place. But I do enjoy a little reggae, you know, I pop a little reggae in there, and I love just trying new things. I have been in big bands before. I sang in a big band in the United States Navy band, so I do enjoy singing other genres, but the blues I always come back to. It feels like home. Yeah.
I could tell the new record, which is Promise of a Brand New Day, mm-hmm. it starts off with that song and it kind of a blues vein, but it starts to go off into uncharted territory, almost like you get a little gospel going on, especially that a cappella stuff, which I think you're going to be playing next, if we're lucky. And then there's some gorgeous pop music on there. So it's not a strictly a blues album at all, is it?
No, I don't think any of my records have been. I try to mix a little bit of, it's just a lot of stuff that I know I'm going to be singing these songs and doing these songs for a long time. So I try to mix songs that I know I'm just going to have some good times with. The a cappella stuff, I always, throw a little a cappella in my albums because it's just fun to just sing, put down a guitar and just sing. And I guess I haven't done polka. Maybe that's something that's coming up.
It's the next record.
Hang out around certain parts and all. I'm sure it'll come out at some point.
No, truly, my favorite moments on your records are when you go a cappella. It's just gorgeous. We got time for another one, if you don't mind. And I really think this is a great song.
You want to do the a cappella?
Well, yeah.
Okay. All right. This song came about when I was over in Santa Cruz in California, and I was on the end of a very long tour, and one of the things I do is I try to keep my phone handy for whenever ideas come to me, and this song came to me in bits and pieces. So it sat in my phone for a while. I use my phone as my recording device. And managed to put this one together in time for the record. It almost didn't make the record. So This one's called Promise of a Brand New Day. And it takes you back to that sister sitting in that amen corner when all you've got is just the foot stomps and those hats going from side to side to just kind of let you know where the beat is. So you don't have to clap. It's just kind of got its own little rhythm, okay? Usually I know where that is. Let's hope I feel it today. Lost hope, no light. I got pain, got strife. I don't need nobody tell you how to live your life. Sometimes you hurt so down you can't work. Couldn't see a better way. Keep trusting one more day, and my heart, my mind is open wide. Forgiveness, see me through. I'm free. Are you? Friendships come and they go. Lesson learned and so. Meanwhile, keep an eye. One day break at a time, 'cause love heals and love. Love gives, and time will reveal a brand new day. You know, love lives and love heals, and time will reveal a brand new day. You might stumble along the way, knock down, but that's okay. May have to crawl, but I say, follow the promise of a brand new day. Might sound untrue, but this song's for you. Let come what may, follow the promise of a brand new day, 'cause love heals and love lives, and time will reveal a brand new day. You know, love heals and love gives, and time will reveal a brand new day.
That is how you do it. Woo! Ruthie Foster. Beautiful.
Ruthie Foster, a cappella in our Studio 1A with the song Brand New Day. It comes from her new album, Promise of a Brand New Day. Coming up, Austin musicians spreading beyond the Austin city limits, a look at Utopia Fest and more as the Austin music experience continues.
What you're made of.
This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Thousands of music fans from all over the world descend on Austin for big festivals, you know it, South by Southwest, ACL, but Chris Brecht is looking to flip the script. He's heading up Project ATX6. It's a multimedia project, and it helps put Austin musicians in front of international audiences. Lori Gallardo has the story.
Chris, before we actually get into your project, which is Project ATX6, I would like a little background, first of all, on Austin Independent Radio.
Austin Independent Radio was designed to be a mobile app and an online radio as a resource for people to figure out or discover bands and artists from the Austin music scene. So we basically have an ongoing stream radio, but it's designed to allow people to discover. So it has bios and Facebook links and pictures. And then we launched in a mobile app form about a year and a half ago.
Now, the project that you started, again, which is Project ATX6, that was really ambitious. Music and film collaboration, following six local musicians to international festivals. Who are the musicians that were selected, first of all?
We started, basically went right to the heart of the music scene. So we picked some people that had been here a while, and we picked some people that were making waves as relatively new artists. Dana Falconberry, who's been playing in and around Austin for about, I think, at least 8 years now. Jesse Moore, who fronts East Cameron Folkcore. Leo Rondeau, who plays a lot at the White Horse. Country singer Carson McCone, who's another country singer who plays a lot at the White Horse. And we had Mrs. Glass.
I ain't got no money, I'm broke, last the way it's been. I ain't got no money, I'm broke, last the way. Lord, I tried it once, I'm gonna try it once again. I've been out here in Texas singing the same old song.
And then we also had Aisha Burns, who was actually just making waves as a songwriter, but she's the fiddle for Bal Murray, who's a pretty established artist. They play all over the world.
Try to write a song about, like my faith, the details fell short. I don't know what they call that here, but to me it's no.
We wanted to select a pretty eclectic, you know, diverse group of artists that represented the music scene, but definitely represented its artistry, you know, and what's happening here.
How were you able to get this launched, and what was the first thing that Project ATX6 did?
Because of AIR, I throw a South by Southwest party every year, and this year it was at the ABGB. And then at that same time, I had set up a meeting with a woman who works at Music Canada up in Toronto. She basically mentioned North by Northeast to me over our conversation at lunch, and I thought, North by Northeast, maybe I had heard of it, but I wasn't even sure, you know. She basically told me it was the sister fest, the South by Southwest, and I asked her if there was an Austin showcase, and she said, no, there's not. And I thought that was just crazy, since it was the sister festival of South by Southwest, and it just came out of my mouth like, well, I'm going to start one then, you know. It was a very real world experience where we took six strangers and threw them in a home away. I went with them as kind of like the leader of the group or the coordinator, you know, and we filmed it.
Did you get any support from the city? I know that you had talked to our music representatives from the city and let them know about this project. And I know they were very enthusiastic about the response that you got.
Our ATX music office basically... full spectrum, you know, from helping us secure funding to helping us, you know, make sponsor connections. You know, they helped us create something that didn't exist. That was literally just a great idea with, you know, some great artists involved and some venues involved. And so they, you know, helped us just, they're helping us keep going. There's actually a great story where a lot of these people hadn't even seen each other play. And it was our first night there. The folks from Music Canada had taken us out to a small party put on by North by Northeast. There was, you know, great appetizers and a few free drinks. And we were on our way home. And of course, being artists or musicians, we were all like, well, let's stop and get a beer at this Irish pub here. So we go in and there's this open mic night. And of course, you know, I just, like, to me, that just seems like it's screaming opportunity. So I asked them if we could borrow a guitar, and I signed everybody up, you know. So then we're sitting there in the pub, and of course, these are just Irish musicians singing Tom Petty cover songs, blah, blah, blah. And they called Dana's name, and Dana goes up and she starts singing. And I swear to God, the room went dead silent. I mean, people were just, it was bone chilling. And that's where the idea was like, I think we're onto something here, because these songwriters from Austin got out of Austin and then they're performing in front of these people. And sure, people go on the road all the time, but just the way this was set up, it just felt different. And Dana performed, and everybody performed, and everybody in the bar was instantly a fan of these artists and got a taste of the Austin music scene all at once.
Mighty Dana Falconberry and the song Maple Leaf Red. She's one of six musicians who are hoping to represent Austin at the Reeperbahn Festival in Germany later this month. If you can help out, there's a fundraiser at the Cactus Cafe Wednesday night featuring not only Dana, but Aisha Burns, Leo Rondo, and others. Now for a look at a festival closer to home, sort of. Utopia Fest sits in the tiny hill country town of Utopia, Texas. We're talking 3 hours southwest of Austin. It's the sixth year for the festival. They've got a real nice mix of local and national acts. Billy Joe Shaver, Aaron Behrens from Ghostland Observatory, even Jizza from Wu-Tang Clan is going to team up with Brownout. Former Fleet Foxer Jay Tillman is doing a solo set in his Father John Misty guise. He sat down with us at ACL Fest back a couple years ago, did a solo set. Here's Father John Misty with Hollywood Forever Cemetery Sings on the Austin Music Experience.
Jesus Christ, girl, what are people gonna think when I show up to one of several funerals I've attended for Grandpa this week? With you, with me. But someone's gotta help me dig. Oh, someone's gotta help me dig. Jesus Christ, girl, hasn't been long, so it seems, since I was picking out an island and a tomb for you at the Hollywood Cemetery. You kiss on me. We should let this dead guy sleep. Yeah, really, we should let this dead guy sleep. Jesus Christ, girl, I laid up 4 hours in a daze, retracing the expanse of your American back, Adderall and weed in my veins. You came, I think, 'cause the marble made my cheeks look pink. Oh, but I'm unsure of so many things.
You know how I
Delta Spirit with another exclusive live Studio 1A performance on the Austin Music Experience. That goes back a couple of years, the song California, which is where Delta Spirit's originally from, but the leader of the group, Matt Vasquez, spent some time in his formative years in Austin, and now he's come back to our town. And indeed, Delta Spirit will be here on Thursday night playing Emos. They're in Studio 1A Thursday, and their new album, Into the Wide, is out this week. You can stream it at our website, kutx.org. Next weekend is the Utopia Fest, and amongst the many artists who'll be there, 3 hours southwest of Austin, former Fleet Foxer Father John Misty, and recorded live backstage at ACL 2012, we heard Hollywood Forever Cemetery Sings. Thanks for listening. You can find all the past episodes of the Austin Music Experience at kutx.org and find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Austin Music Experience. The Austin Music Experience is a production of KUTX Austin, produced by Art Levy, with assistance from myself and Tyler Pratt, Lori Gallardo, and Rick McNulty. Our live music engineers are Cliff Hargrove and Casey Cheek. I'm Jody Denberg. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are. We'll be right back.